Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Boys and girls of every age, would you like to see
something strange?
Happy Halloween! Oh, you're such a witch.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Okay, obviously.
We're in costume.
But you have to comment down below what you think we are, and we will tell you at the end of the video.
So, and they're very specific. They're very specific.
Very specific. So. Happy Halloween, babe.
Happy, oh my goodness, happy favorite holiday of yours.
Happy now. All Hallows Eve.
Yay.
How do you feel?
I feel ready for the extravaganza that is Halloween.
Yeah?
Yeah, all the lights, all of the houses that decided to spend a whole shit ton of money to decorate on the outside and then put it in the basement for another year.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see the kids in the middle of the street that make me angry because I can't drive where I'm trying to go because they're too busy running in the middle of the street.
I mean, yes,
100%. I'm ready for all of that.
I am too. I love it. I love that. I almost feel like it's October 1st. People just put those decorations up.
Yeah.
We have our staple places around LA that do Halloween so well.
Yeah.
Toluca Lake, Hancock Park, even Santa Pasadena Monica area. Pasadena, just those people go ham.
Yeah.
Growing up, Halloween was my shit, and I loved it so much because of the kids that would come. And we would buy thousands. I kid you not. I remember 1 year we bought 3,000 pieces of candy. 3,000.
You counted them.
Well, you know, it says like a bag of 25. We count. My dad was really into counting because he was crazy. My dad loved Halloween and he loved giving out the candy. And I'm talking about him like so in past tense, but he still loves Halloween.
Still here.
He's still here. He's not a ghost or a ghoul. So he'd sit on our front porch and he'd give out the candy and talk to all the kids. But that year, he really took a mental note of how many pieces of candy he had purchased because it's expensive.
Yeah, it is very expensive. You know, I grew up in Atlanta and LA and New York. And LA was the only time where my mom was like, all right, let's go see all the homes. LA has a magical essence when it comes to decorating the homes. I've seen New York. They do too. I've seen Atlanta. It's cool. But there's... I don't know. There's something in the air here. I haven't been able to go to Salem during Halloween, and we all know they top the charts for sure. But I remember my mom used to drive me around the different cities of Los Angeles and have us participate in the Halloween
it's the
of
best.
It all.
Mm-hmm. I loved it so much, Halloween, growing up. It was just the best thing, especially in my neighborhood. There was such a great feeling. I loved seeing all of my neighbors. I loved getting all of my candy and at the end of the night, dumping it out on the floor, sifting through everything. Obviously, like my parents would have to go through and be like,
yeah, you want razor blades.
Yeah. Well, my parents would be like, this is open. You don't get that one. But we'd have a fire going. My mom would make butternut squash soup. It was
just made a whole deal of it.
Oh, it was such a vibe. I'd watch a scary movie, which at that time was like The Twitches or Halloween Town, which I still love watching. Oh, it was just the best.
So my question to you is, Halloween, you know, the history behind it, where it comes from, are you a believer?
In the weens of Hallows?
Yeah.
In the spirits?
In the spirits. In the Day of the Dead-ish type world.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that there are energies and forces and things that play and move around at all times, and I think it's particularly charged on All Hallows Eve.
I'd have to agree with you. I mean, there is something interesting and energetically spooky when you get the mass collective to think one thing. I feel as if, you know, I'm even more on my toes when it comes to a hayride or when it comes to those scary hay rides, because it's like, we know what it is. Like, you know, it's just someone dressed up as this character, the fake blood.
Chainsaw Massacre.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not real, but because everyone is in the mood, it's even scarier.
Do you like the horror elements of Halloween? And the more kind of commercialized versions, or do you gravitate towards something else?
I don't gravitate to the horror at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's because when I was younger, my play brothers used to kind of force me into the horror aspect of the Halloween.
Oh, yeah,
like, I have a really cool story. We went into a haunted maze, and my play brother put me on his back. I was so scared that I kind of peed on him a little bit. Like, I was a little, and then it just, he was like, get off of me. And I was like, get me out of here.
My mom peed her pants watching Jaws.
Is that a horror?
She saw it in the movie theater. She was so scared of that shark. She peed her pants. Yeah, it was horror to her. She can't swim. She's afraid of sharks.
Oh, that's fair. You know. Listen, anything can be a horror if you have a phobia against it.
True.
That's for sure.
Elevators horrifying.
They're horrible. But yeah, I do love the aspect of take away the horror.
Mm.
But, you know, the beautiful decorations, the artistic expression, the coloring of this season, the orange, the black, the deep purples, and a lot of fog, a lot of, you know, dry ice going around.
Yeah, I don't really love the horror aspect either. That's not what I'm drawn to. It's so much more about the vibe and the energy of Halloween and kind of like that nostalgic feeling of Hocus Pocus, like watching Hocus Pocus, Salem.
Original.
Yeah, obviously. But the vibe is just, it's
the original
unmatched.
Hocus Babes. Pocus.
Trick or treat.
Oh, I hope it's a trick.
I think it may be a trick.
Oh, it's a big one this time.
It's a scroll.
It's
from Salem, Massachusetts.
What's one of your scariest or spookiest experiences?
Ooh.
I like that.
In life.
I mean, you want to go first?
Okay, so one of my spookiest / scariest experiences happened when I was living in my apartment, my beautiful apartment. Loved it so much. You remember, you've been to that building.
Oh, I love that building.
So I went to take the trash out one day, and you had to go down into the parking garage to take the trash out. And I saw a shoe inside the, like, sure, a sneaker inside of the parking garage. And this is like a small parking garage. And
yeah, it was very small.
You kind of know everyone's car. You know who's coming in and out of it. There was an automatic gate, and you needed either a clicker to open it or you had a locked door with a key. And so I was like, that's weird. And the shoe just stood out to me. And it was kind of like off to the side. So it was just this one tattered sneaker. And it was just,
ooh, tattered.
Yeah, like it was heavily worn. And it just stood tattered. Out to me. It stood out. But anyway, I throw away my trash. I go back upstairs. And then a few hours later, I started doing my laundry, and I go into the drying room, and I hear something that, like, from the parking garage, they shared a wall. And I was like, that's weird. And I go out the big glass door, and I see, and again, these are like old 1900s Victorianish buildings. I mean, they had a lot. I mean, this actually was an Art Deco building, but they weren't modern in any way. I want people to understand this, really set the scene. So I go under one of these little arches, and I look, and I see that where the sneaker I could see from where I was sitting, there's still the sneaker, but now there's a folding chair, like a beach chair. And I was like,
so it's multiplied from a tattered sneaker to like an abandoned lawn chair?
Yes.
Whoa.
So now there's a sneaker, a single sneaker, and a lawn chair, and I'm like, call the police.
Immediately call the cops.
This is the spookiest or scariest thing that's ever happened to me. So I'm still just like, this is weird. And because I am a detective.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like, I need to go inside. So I go into the parking garage to get a closer
detective
look.
Detective Pierman made it.
And I see that of the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, of the 6 or 7 cars that lived in that garage, my car had its passenger side door open. And I was,
sweetie, this is a burglary, not a spooky story.
No, and I was like, what the? And at that point, my heart, like, drops because I didn't leave my passenger side door open, you know? And I also usually lock my car. And if I don't lock my car will automatically lock itself.
Good for you, Prius.
So I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I'm freaked the fuck out. At that point, I call the building manager, and I'm like, someone is in here. Someone is in here.
Yeah, and about to take a trip to the beach with this lawn chair and this tattered sneaker.
Well, what they discovered was that you just looked like you were going to puke in your mouth. Are you that scared right now that you're going to puke in your mouth?
I'm scared.
So anyway, I tell the building manager, I loved her. Her name was Julie. She was so sweet.
Oh,
she comes down with me. We start inspecting. We like slowly crawl over to my car. There was a man, a homeless man in my car. And he was not trying to steal my car. He was just trying to chill. And so we were like, you have to leave. The man returned like three more times. We had to get the police. We had to put different signs up. He was trying to live in our garage. He had one shoe.
So you mean that Prius that I was driving in was once inhabited by a homeless man slash neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You have sat where many men have sat before. Lucky
yo,
you.
Yo, hey, yo, bruh.
Well, it was like really spooky is the point, okay? Maybe I didn't retell it in such a way where everyone
It was
everyone
very spooky
is,
because
know,
I didn't expect the ending to be that.
Yeah.
There but was a I whole, have a spookier story
A whole
than
man.
You. I have a spookier story.
Okay, bring it on.
So I'm living in Sherman Oaks in the house that, you know, you met me in. Mm-hmm. This is a very large house, 6-bedroom pool. I had security. However, at that time, the security system and all the cameras were outside, and maybe one or two were working. I'm in the house. I have two dogs at the time, a chihuahua named Namyoho, and another animal named Bella. She was the
best. Not Rehengekyo?
Well, that was his whole name. But
oh,
to call out to him.
Namyo and...
No, because no. To call out to him, I'm not going to say, Namyoho Rehengekyo, get over here. I'm just going to be like, Nami, get over here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he used to meditate. Anyway... So I'm chilling in the house by myself, and it's kind of intimidating, to be honest. I was under the age of 21, living in this house by myself, and that's why I had my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I should also inform you that I did have a firearm in the house, locked up. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm fully legal with my firearm. I took the test. I got the card. I'm educated.
You're from the South.
Safety first. And... It's a nighttime. I probably had been working that week, so I was relaxed, you know, took the bra off, wearing my PJs, real comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Not downstairs. All of the rooms downstairs were closed off. I locked the back door. I put the alarm system on as well, I do believe. I get in the bed, and I hear a door slam. Mm. And I don't think about it, because I'm like, okay, wind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sherman
yeah.
Oaks, wind, whatever. But then the dog starts barking. A little bit after the door slammed. I'm like, it's fine, it's fine. But the dog keeps barking and keeps barking. I go to check the security system and all the cameras are off.
Mm.
So I'm scared. I go and I get my firearm because I'm in the house by myself. I'm under the age of 21 and I need to protect myself. Safety first. Not one door was closed. My front door, my back door were closed.
You mean not one door was open?
No, I mean all the doors in the house were open. So that means none of the doors in the house slammed closed.
Got it, okay.
The front door and the back door were closed.
Which they were from the beginning.
Which they were from the beginning. So I was like, okay. I go around the house. I do my inspection. I go back upstairs. I get in the bed. I keep my firearm because I'm nervous. I close my bedroom door. And the dog goes to the bedroom door and starts barking. I slowly crawl out of my bed and look, and I see a shadow. I call the cops, and I set myself up in my house, and I barricade my house. The cops come, and I was brave enough to go outside because cop-a-bum cops. I'm like, whoever's in here, whatever, whatever. They searched the whole perimeter. My front gate was closed. My back gate was closed. Everything was... They were like, do you have a security system? I said, yeah, but it's off.
Mm.
It's off. They go, there is no one that has come in this house because all of your doors were locked. Ma'am, are you okay? And I go, you guys, I swear... I'm crazy. Think I'm crazy.
Committee. They're like, we about to 5150 this bitch. Okay?
I was like, sir, my dog keeps barking. One guy comes up to... I had two outcomes for this. One guy comes up to me and goes... You're not supposed to have a firearm. I said, I took a test. They were like, yeah, but... I said, no. I took a test and I'm prepared for self-defense. And so that was like the scary humanistic part. But the other cop, before he leaves, he goes, we have a lot of calls that ghosts mess with these homes and they don't know what's going on. And there's no reasonable explanation for it other than a ghost. And I will, to this day, and I told you when we left that house... I said, there's energies in this house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust it. And I do believe that when your dog starts barking uncontrollably and you can't console them and they're barking at a corner or they're barking at a closed door that you've checked, something else is there.
Mm.
So it was not a homeless man. But who knows if it was a man or not.
This is true. It was some kind of being. It's interesting. I don't know. I have heard ghost stories, and obviously there are people who really believe they have ghosts. A friend of mine in high school, she was like, our house is haunted. They actually went as far as hiring somebody to come in and perform a whole ritual.
Ooh, like an exorcism?
Kind of, but more like an energy clearing.
Fair.
Like this, thank God it wasn't an exorcism. We have a friend who had an exorcism.
Yeah, right. We did.
Woo. Anyhow, that's a story for another time. This person, from what I understood, came in and was trying to kind of connect with this entity, mm-hmm. and hear its story and understand what it was trying to get across.
Because, I believe in stuff like that.
Yeah, because according to her, that's what these energies are doing. They're trying to explain themselves in some way or heal something. So my friend said that this woman went through every room in the house and she identified the spirit. She had to come back with red roses. The spirit wanted roses left, and it was a female that had somehow had, I guess, like lost a child in this home. Anyhow, they went through the ceremony and the thing went away, because after that, the symptoms, if you will, that were happening in the house totally dissipated.
And you know, just to kind of stay on to our tea time topic, these spooky experiences that happen in our life, especially when it comes to movies or industry or taping, that follows people around. You know, when they filmed The Poltergeist, the people there said they were haunted forever. We just watched the new Audra Day movie along with Tyler Perry's new scary movie, and I heard that they were having some interesting spiritual stories and spirit stories after that. You really do. If you don't believe it, that's fair. And that's your world. And I do believe if you believe something, it becomes your world. If you don't believe it, it doesn't become your world.
100%. My friend Rose, she filmed a movie where she was, it was a horror movie, and they filmed it in an abandoned mental hospital.
Scary.
That was specifically for children.
Mm-mm.
And she was actually like distraught after the process. Yeah. She was really had to go to such dark places in herself. And, you know, I understand that just day after day of doing that type of work, and you're in that environment and the industry's created it, and you're on a set that is like dark and spooky, and you're being, you know, taken over by demon energy. Like, yeah, you're going to be a little messed up.
You're going to be a little messed up. I remember hearing about the woman who played Marilyn Monroe recently and how she was kind of getting some hits from Marilyn at the time. It's just working in the unseen realm can be dicey at times, and you really should be careful. I mean, I believe in certain things, like I'll put cinnamon by the front door during certain times of the season. That helps bring money in. I don't like feng shui a little bit, peeping. We have this big mirror in front of our stairs because our staircase goes right towards the front door, and they say if that's the case, it just money flies out. I know that's not the same thing as spirits, but it is in the realm of believing these energetic, superstitious type of things that we've categorized as energy workers, feng shui, and I believe in it. I don't think it's superstitious. I think it's real. And I also have my own. I think, you know, praying, depending on what your denomination is, but that's another way of speaking energy into existence or connecting to energies that have lived before us.
Yeah.
And there are people that pray to darker energies than to lighter energies. And I think Halloween is one of those times where it's accepted and it's kind of fantasized about in a way.
So I have a question for you. You have worn some pretty amazing costumes. What comes to mind for me is the witch costume you wore.
For The View?
For The View.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
That was so great. I want to know, do you have a favorite costume?
Oh, of course. Okay, so my favorite costume, I have no evidence. I do not have the receipts. However, there are a couple people still around in my life that will vouch for me.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember a television show, cartoon on Nickelodeon called Real Monsters.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the character Crumb?
Yeah.
So Crumb was this wide, fleshy looking character. His hands were up here and his eyes were here. And he had hair coming out of his armpits. The costume designer on Hanging with Mr. Cooper helped me create a full life-size Crumb. I put poop, can smell underneath my armpits because
he smelled. Oh my God, you were committed to the bit.
I was committed. Hilarious. That was one of my favorite characters. We should watch Real Monsters, babes.
I love Real Monsters. Such a
classic. What was one of your favorite costumes?
Well, growing up, I was like a bride for basically like 10 years.
Yeah, you were. Were the dead bride?
No, I was an alive bride. Like, I just wanted to be a bride from like 3 years old up to a certain point. And I think that certain point was when I really wanted to be Al Roker. And I literally remember going to my parents and I was like, here's the plan. I'm going to be Al Roker. I wanted my dad to be Matt Lauer and my mom to be Katie Couric. And my parents were like, you can't. I was like 10 years old or 7 years old. And I must have been seven because my dad was still there.
I'm really glad that your parents said you can't. Did they tell you why you could not?
They did.
Okay, what did they say?
My dad literally said, you cannot go in blackface. He was like, that is not appropriate, Miranda. And I didn't understand. I was like, but it's Halloween.
You're 7 years old. You didn't know.
Yeah, I was like, it's Halloween. It's a costume. And I loved Al Roker. I really loved Al Roker. And I wanted to be able to say, no joke, Here's what's going on in your neck of the woods. Loved it.
But you know what? Not to change the topic.
Yeah.
But that's sad because you were a 7-year-old kid. You weren't being racist. You just wanted to play Al Roker. I'm mad at your parents because they could have gone to the party store and just gotten you a mask.
I don't think they sold Al Roker masks. That wasn't like a popular. It wasn't like that year everyone wanted to be Al Roker. It wasn't. That would not have worked. I think my only way around it, I remember my mom saying that I could be Al Roker up to that point, and I was just like, no.
Up to this point? From here down?
Yeah, you could be Al Roker from the neck of down. And I was like, what's the point?
What do you think was the infatuation with just the sentence? Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods?
I just thought he was, like, fun. I don't really know.
I know Al Roker. Al, my wife wants to be you for Halloween.
I really did.
Can you please bless her with the want to be you? I promise I'll get her a mask. We're not going to put makeup on her. But
I certainly can't do it today. Today, I have no chance in doing
it. It was so
like
innocent.
That.
That's adorable.
No, it was super innocent. And I think then I just had to like be a fucking bride. And like I was like,
I love that that's the choice. Al Roker or nothing.
Al Roker or a depressed bride. Because at that point, I was over it and I
didn't want
to
marry Al Roker?
No, I didn't want to marry Al Roker. I thought that being the Today Show was really clever and funny, and
you're
wanted
very
us to
clever
do it.
And funny. Would you like to do it now?
Nah. That would be funny. I think we've talked about it. We said that we want to be the Menendez brothers. We want to be Eric and Lyle. You know, I like what we did the other year where I was Morning Suck and I was a vampire and you were It's All Gucci.
It's All Gucci.
Yeah, those are fun. We had
she
times.
Actually, you do a really good job at those kind of smaller, quippy sentence costumes.
Yeah.
I'm extremely obvious, but you helped me put this one together.
Well, what are you?
I'm a Dodger fan.
How long have you been a Dodger fan?
I don't know, like 30 minutes.
Like since last night when you told me that I had to get in a costume for this episode.
But I did. We went to the Dodgers game the other day and we, as wife and wife, I really tried my best to get this jersey and my wife was not having it. So I bought it and returned it. We went through the whole
game. You're missing the point as to why, though.
Because it was expensive.
Oh, my God. Here's the deal. You guys, she comes out of the shop and she goes, I just bought this jersey. And I was like, cool. And she goes, it was really expensive. And I said, oh, like what, $80? And she was like, more? And she was like, $100? She's like, more? I was like, $150? I was like, more than $150? I don't even want to know how much it is. Return it immediately. I was like, you don't like the Dodgers. We only come to Dodger Stadium to eat Dodger dogs. So like, why are you buying this?
We didn't even get one that time.
And we didn't. And then she did. She returned it.
I returned it and I moped around the whole entire game.
Yeah.
And then I saw little kids wearing these.
Well, literally everyone in the stadium was wearing that. So everywhere you went, you were like, see, he got it. She got it. Oh my God, that whole family got it. Why can't I get it? And I was like, babe, if you really want it, you can get it.
But and I really wanted it. So I got it and I got this version.
Yeah, the cool version.
I'm very excited about it.
And I mean, he is like the best baseball player in the world.
And so. I do believe that when you are a part of a sentence like that in that generation, you at least have to partake. Now, this hat is also something that I bought, which I just want to be 100 is a classic. You know what I mean? Like, this is a classic.
You're an LA girl.
I'm an LA girl. I got it tatted. Like, this is how it is. Yeah. So, I am a Dodger fan. That's what I am. Hold on.
Trick or treat.
Dodger fan.
Oh, because the blue lenses.
You see what I mean? Babes, what are you?
You guys, if you didn't already guess, all of you probably did because my outfit is epic. I am the TikTok shop. The whole thing. This is a foot massager. It's amazing. You have collagen peptides. You have blushes. You have teeth whitening. You have You have face masks from Korea. I am the whole TikTok shop, and you can buy me for the simple price or the – and you can buy me for the –
low price.
And you can buy me for the low price of $6.99. Oh, my God.
She even put her freckles on today.
Yeah, I did.
Which are really cute.
TikTok shop. And I also did, like, the TikTok makeup trends.
Yeah, I was expecting pink. I love that. Now, let's tell the truth. How much of that stuff is actually yours?
Wait, this is mine. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine.
Okay.
This is mine. These are mine. This is mine. Babes, you just have the teary.
Oh, okay. Well, I got you that as a present.
You.
I'm a fanatic for the TikTok shop.
Okay, here's a real admission.
Yeah.
I have never purchased anything from myself. You only buy me. I use the products that you buy me from the TikTok shop, but I have never dabbled in the TikTok shop.
And you enjoy my purchases.
You've done so great.
Thanks, babes. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We're going to toast. So today, we are toasting to Stephen Clark.
Ooh, Stephen Clark.
Stephen Clark, who holds the record for the world's fastest pumpkin carving time.
Let me guess.
Okay, guess.
50 seconds.
No. Less.
Stop it. First of all, what is he carving? A hole?
No, a jack-o'-lantern.
A whole jack-o'-lantern in 10 seconds.
16.
Stop it, Clark!
He is Stephen. Stop it, Stephen Clark.
Stop it, Stephen Clark.
Yeah, 16 seconds.
16 seconds carving? How many tools does he use? Like four?
I don't know these details.
Sorry.
He just did it. He is Edward Scissorhands. He knocked it out in 16 seconds.
Fair.
And he is the fastest pumpkin carving person in the world.
Well, I love that. And I can't wait to carve pumpkins with you, even though we're a little late.
Yeah, it's already done.
Yeah, but the pumpkins can last until Thanksgiving.
This is true, babes. This is very true. Comment down below if you guessed correctly when it came to our amazing outfits. Because, and by outfits, I mean costumes. Happy Halloween. Be safe out there tonight. Happy Halloween. Be safe out there tonight.
Bye.